Baltimore Shakespeare Factory is presenting Shakespeare's tragedy Othello. This is directed by the company's founding artistic director, Tom DeLise, and it will run pretty much through April from the 6th through the 29th in the Great Hall at St. Mary's Community Center. Taking the title role is Troy Jennings, who is my guest today. How lovely to welcome you to WBJC. Thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Judith.
So this is your second time with the company, I believe, and I'm just wondering how you respond to their approach to presenting Shakespeare.
I love their approach. My first time ever tackling Shakespeare in a full-length production was in Antony and Cleopatra last year, and what I really value here is their approach to the text work. Our director and also the founder of the Shakespeare Factory, Tom DeLise, has a really adamant approach to making sure that we stick to the iambic pentameter, making sure that we honor the verse lines. Before we even go on the stage, we have what's called text work weekend, where we analyze every line of text, we paraphrase our lines so we understand them, and we deliver them in a way that makes it clear for the audience to understand what we're saying.
And so the wonderful thing, one of the many wonderful things, in fact, about the factory is how they do have these annual original pronunciation productions. Mm-hmm. And since this is one of those, tell me how you are responding to that side of it, being an American actor.
Mm-hmm. I'm really fortunate that in Antony and Cleopatra, that was also an original pronunciation. So I had some prior experience to that. And the great thing about this production is we have Anne Torriano. She is a coach that we have, a dialect coach. So she is at most rehearsals and she watches us, gives us feedback. Also, Valerie Dowdle, she created a recording of the entire script and original pronunciation. So we get to also listen to that as we're preparing for the role. And as I said, also have Anne there during rehearsal to make sure that we're all keeping the integrity of how it's supposed to sound.
Can you give us an example?
Absolutely. I have a speech here, a portion of it from Othello's testimony to the Senate. Most potent, grave, and reverend seigneurs, that I have ta'en away this old man's daughter, it is most true, I have married her. The very head in front of my offending hath this extent no mar. Rude am I in my speech, and little blessed with us our phrase of pass. And little of this great world can I speak, more than pertains to feats of broils in battle. That's a portion of it for you.
It's so fascinating how it actually really gives it a completely different feel compared to the modern sound that we've become so used to.
Absolutely. And it's a sound that, with working with Anne, definitely, she wants it to sit lower in our bodies vocally, in our mouths, and also our voice just to sit lower. It's a very earthy kind of sound. And the mission of the company is to recreate as closely as possible the original staging conditions of Shakespeare. And what better way to do that by having us speak in a way that was, as we believe, sounding as the actress would have done at that time.
It's so wonderful of you to share this with us. I've been speaking to Troy Jennings, who is taking the title role of Othello in Baltimore Shakespeare Factory's forthcoming production. This will be running through April from the 6th to the 29th, and that is in the Great Hall Theatre at St. Mary's Community Centre in Roland Park. More information is at baltimoreshakespearefactory.org. Such a pleasure to speak to Troy Jennings. I hope that it goes fabulously for you.
Thank you so much for having me.